You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as you are shut in. The world is coming to an end as we know it.
The sky is falling.
I tell you what. You know what? There is certainly reason to be concerned, and precautions are being taken. And
we are talking about the coronavirus, by the way.
We're talking about the coronavirus,
obviously.
Right?
Can't get away from it.
In fact, this show was impacted. Our guest today was going to be Texas Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Director Craig Bonds. Mm-hmm. But at the last moment, you know, on the way into the studio, he goes, hey, we've had an emergency executive session meeting.
Right.
Because they're having to deal with parks, mm-hmm. fisheries, hatcheries, personnel,
right?
You know, and how it's impacting them, and plus contingencies. So Harold and I are going to be visiting with you today about giving you some suggestions. Mm-hmm. One of the great things about Texans as well as Americans is how resilient we are.
Correct.
And when it comes to opportunities to do things, don't stay at home.
Yeah.
Gas prices are cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Wildflowers are starting to bloom.
Some of the paper the other day, like in Kentucky, the gas has got down to 98 cents.
Yeah.
You know,
and, so. and it could go lower.
Sure.
But the neat thing is there's plenty to do outdoors, and we're going to be getting into that, giving you some suggestions, because, hey, spring break mm-hmm. yeah. got extended.
Right. Well, you got to look at the good side, the bad side. Gas goes down, but so does my Exxon stock. Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Well, but it's going to come back in.
Right.
And once we get past this is not the first bump in the road that we've had.
No, of course not.
Once we get past it, it's going to come roaring back.
The election season.
Yeah.
Hey.
President Trump makes that point. So we got a good show headed your way. Y'all stick around. And please remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME. 792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 17 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube, and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you being, you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Or both, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being here.
At the start of the show, when the opening music began and before Harold started speaking, he had this pause, and quite honestly, just knowing you for all these years, there was this pause, and I thought you were going to say something smart, you know, just a smart-ass type comment.
Oh, one of those
you know?
Kind of comments.
You're right,
oh, okay.
right. But you didn't. I mean, you played it straight up.
Well, sometimes I just, you know, my mind wanders.
Yes.
Even before I got to this age.
Yes. Hey, glad everybody joined us.
One of my nicknames is Weird Harold. Okay, so.
Glad everybody joined us today. We're going to give you some tips and updates as to what's going on as the coronavirus affects the outdoors. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, it's still fairly fluid. I mean, it's still kind of changing. Texas Parks and Wildlife is ramping down. I mean, they're toning down, particularly any interaction between park personnel and cash, you know, that has to be exchanged. Mm-hmm. Parks are still open.
Right.
But when you get out and go, use the self-pay sites, mm-hmm. okay?
And enjoy all that fresh air.
Absolutely. You know, that's the whole thing. And we're, I think, outdoor people, and those of us that live in Texas. Uh-huh. Now, we live in the concrete jungle of Houston that's right. gotten much, much more dense population
Correct.
Than decades ago.
Right, and much more diverse.
Yeah, but still, we're spread out. I
right.
mean, you know, over miles and miles and miles
right.
in any direction. Those that live in apartments or condos or townhomes or whatever mm-hmm. In the inner city or elsewhere, watch yourself. But you know what? If you're inside your walls and mm-hmm. you're taking care of things and you go out as needed or you go from your door to your vehicle door right. and get in, go for a drive.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it, at the top of the program.
Except we want to try to be as positive on this show as we can today. But it's like coming to the studio. It's almost pleasant, the driving in Houston, right?
What a freeway system.
Wow. You know, that was quick.
Yeah. There are some benefits.
Yeah.
We mentioned that the wildflowers are blooming and you know, it looks like it's going to be a spectacular spring.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Turkey season opens this weekend. Mm-hmm. And, that's in the South Zone. Fishing has been just absolutely phenomenal.
Sure.
We'll give you more details and tips as we get into other parts of the
program.
Got
a lot of calls from people, by the way, on last week's show with Wayne Carlton.
Yeah.
He is such a pro. He is so good.
Oh, he is.
He is such a great interview. You know, and a lot of people call, well, that was a great show. And I don't even turkey hunt. I know.
he is a great guy.
Yeah.
He sent me an email. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. They've got a big sale going on at nativebycarlton.com.
Oh, okay.
On, you know, caps and stuff, see their calls, get you one of their box calls or, you know, just good stuff if you're interested in turkey hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just want to mess with a neighbor.
I'll
you
say
know?
The same thing. Okay, yeah, sure.
What sure,
yeah.
sure, absolutely. Let's see what else we've got. We do have some other news from Parks and Wildlife, and that's about the zebra mussel.
Mm.
Has now infected OHIV.
Ooh.
First time a West Texas reservoir has tested positive for the invasive zebra mussel. It's going to be interesting. We know we need to realize that the impounds, the reservoirs in Texas, were built and designed for water storage.
Right.
You know, the fact that it's a big economic boom and we fish and mm-hmm. we build, you know, lakefront, you know, homes on them.
Right, docks and
things of that nature, that's great. But push
drive up bars, you know. Yeah.
Push comes to shove, mm-hmm. it's water utilization
right.
and storage as opposed
right.
to the others. We're taking a back seat. But we know that it impacts the screens on your water filtration system. Mm-hmm. And in Texas, I believe everything is pretty well gone to, as far as municipalities go, to surface water,
right,
as opposed to groundwater.
Right.
And it's going to clog the screens, and the cost of your utility district or city to treat that water is going to mm-hmm. go up. Mm-hmm. It's just another instance of some selfish, unthinking individual,
right,
you know, infects and impacts, yep, you know, everybody. Everybody ends up.
And it's so easy to keep your boats and stuff clean and not transmit that stuff.
Yeah, you know.
Keeping your body clean, not transmitting stuff.
That's the clean drain and dry, or drain clean and dry, mm-hmm, is a delaying tactic.
Right.
We should all do it, because they're going to try to figure out some way to check the spread of the zebra mussels. But, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Parks and Wildlife Commission, meeting has been canceled. That was scheduled for March 25th through the 26th. Again, out of concern about, what do they call it, social gatherings, social distancing, you know.
Well, that's the distancing is what we're supposed to do, at least 6 feet away.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
You carry a tape measure with you?
Yeah, I do. Well, I talked to a buddy of mine, though, because he's a big golf nut, and he said, no, you're still golfing, and you're out there in the open, but the clubs now are doing one person per cart.
Yeah. You know.
Well, okay.
Well, it's a good way to generate additional revenue.
That's right. Well, you know. And restaurants, I mean, Houston, I don't know all the cities now that have shut down for at least 2 weeks, but restaurants that are normally doing really good with people inside now are trying to go to takeout and to go.
Sure.
And so if you've got a favorite restaurant that's gone to that, do it.
Support
them, because that's tough. And the people that work in those restaurants, you know, because of the wage scale, they don't have a big savings. They don't have a lot to fall back on. And
you mentioned Sagiri?
Sagiri's in Houston, yeah. My friend, beautiful Angela Sagiri.
Hey, and our friend Richard Jew, China Garden. Downtown. Let me tell you what.
Peace Fine Meats.
Yeah.
But of course, the meat counter's open anyway.
Sure.
But they've got that wonderful deli and those great buffalo burgers and steak hoagies and stuff.
Right.
You can still get that to go.
Yeah. You know, everybody tends to go to the big chains, mm-hmm, the HEBs, the Krogers,
right,
Walmarts, et cetera. And that's great. I mean, that's your routine. Mm-hmm. But you can be resourceful,
right,
you know, to get out. And there's farmers markets.
Mm-hmm.
Take that drive to the country,
right,
and see what the local produce that's grown, you know, mm-hmm, in those areas and
sure,
in outlying areas.
Yeah, I mean, we all are in this together. A friend of mine, San Diego, did a post. He's kind of political, but talking about now looking at the value of the people that are the infrastructure, the truck drivers,
yeah,
the shelf stockers,
sure,
the farmers. I mean, on and on and on.
Before we go to break,
yeah,
one final thought, because this conversation that we're having today, it will be ongoing through the entire show, but the American people. Our resiliency,
absolutely,
is amazing. And, you know, it's kind of like, we are a family,
mm-hmm,
just a real big family.
Right.
And when times get tough, all the little insignificant bickering, or, you know, maybe a little more significant, mm-hmm, bickering that goes on, kind of put that to the side. You notice that we seem to be pulling together a little bit more.
Unless your name is Bernie.
Well, and then we got to call it like it is. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone, with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 43 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. It's where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird seasons, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or a field, while a hearty home-cooked meal helps bring an end to each day just as it began. Now, folks, let me tell you, talked to Mike Sutton earlier, and he said, nobody's canceled. They're coming down.
Sure.
And they're staying busy. Fishing has been phenomenal in Port Mansfield. The bookings for the fall, the blast and cast.
That's the thing. They're taking those now.
Yeah. And while maybe some people are distracted, give them a call and go to the website. Right. Check it out. It is a phenomenal opportunity. And as far as social distancing goes, get on a 23-foot boat.
Right.
You got somebody in the bow, somebody on the stern, and you got the captain in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, spread out over 23 feet.
Right.
You got your own private clean rooms. And let me tell you what, that place is spotless to begin with.
Yeah.
Now they're putting the polish and the shine, you know, on everything.
Sure.
Plus great meals. So for booking information at Getaway Lodge, Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or give them a call at 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
Yeah, I'm thinking about all of this. This has caused certainly a lifestyle change for everybody. But after this is over, and it will be, we'll be a much cleaner country.
I hope so.
Think about our habits. We're cleaning up our habits.
And have you noticed that there's no pushback because we're closing our borders? And even in Europe,
what a concept.
They're closing their borders?
Yes.
Huh? Okay. Sorry about that.
Yes.
Little diversion, but
I learned something from this.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are our two best days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are a quartet of good ones. Friday slips to fair, with next Saturday plunging to poor. Next Sunday's another fair day. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day begins either side of the noon hour, continues until late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Tuesday, March 24th, we will have a new moon on the coast. This weekend, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, are a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Thursday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, will have a double tide schedule each day.
All right, on the coast, tell you what, fishing has been great, and it's only going to get better. We're just on the threshold of some phenomenal fishing. May have some wins like we do each spring, but seeing some phenomenal catches coming in. Calcasieu, redfish, trout action's picking up. Sabine, trout fishing has been excellent, drifting the south revetment wall with shrimp. And in Trinity Bay, the redfish, we've been telling you this for a couple of weeks now, that the warm water flow out of the spillway, you know, gives you some of the best redfish action of the year. East Galveston Bay, flounder fishing has been good on live shrimp or minnows, and redfish and trout have been around the shallow grass flats on shrimp. Texas City, black drum have been excellent on blue crab at all the jetties, including the Galveston jetties. The spring sheep's head spawn is underway. Yep. And let me tell you what, we got some big sheep's head that come in. I mean, it is
phenomenal. How big is it?
You could potentially catch yourself a double-digit fish.
Ah,
and in fact, there's so many sheep's head that come in to the rocky areas that they're trout there, but the sheep's head just almost outcompete them.
Ah,
you know,
okay.
And it's not until the spawn sheep's head spawn is over, then your trout bite will come back.
Mm-hmm.
West Galveston Bay, flounder have been good on live shrimp or minnows. Freeport, black drum have been good on gold spoon this time of year. Saw a really neat catch. Our friend Captain Mike Seagull, Real Thrill Charters. I mean, he had flounder, he had drum, he had some mangrove snapper, and he had some trout.
Mm.
I mean, all different types of tugs, but, you know.
On one trip.
But on one trip.
Oh!
I mean, it was
wow.
It was just a smorgasbord of fish. East Galveston Bay, trout are good in shallow water over mud on shrimp or soft plastics. West Galveston Bay, wading and drifting have both been successful for specks and redfish. Port O'Connor. Sheep's head are very good near the jetty on live shrimp. Rockport, redfish are good while using small white shrimp or finger mullet around the flats and edges. Port Aransas, redfish and trout are good along the south jetty on shrimp. Baffin Bay, the trout bite has improved on artificial baits. Black drum on peel shrimp and flounder have been very good. Port Mansfield, reds are good in the shallows north and south of East Cut on topwaters as well as paddle tail soft plastics. Down on South Padre with flooding tides and DOA, Martin Nichols, our friend, the PT7, just whacking. I mean, these are topwater baits that you can rig weedless and just whacking some big, several 30-plus, you know, inch speckled trout. 29, 30, and, you know, some that are pushing 31. So good fishing. And don't forget, light wind days, go offshore within the state waters and get you some red snapper.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Sure.
What's going on lakes?
Well, let's take a peek. East Texas, B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass remain good early with topwater and staying in less than 6 feet with worms and spinners. Caddo. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water with swim baits and crankbaits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in shallow water. Conroe, catfish are good on stinky bait and cut bait. Fork, largemouth bass are excellent on soft plastic creatures, lipless, crankbaits, and chatterbaits, spawning in the creeks and coves in 2 to 4 feet of water. White and yellow bass are good in creeks. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in the creeks. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on medium-sized crankbaits and Texas rig creature baits in spawning areas. Livingston, black bass are excellent in more prominent creek spots with worms, spinners, and jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in creeks with bigger structure. Nackenich, largemouth bass are good on spinners and creature baits in creeks and coves. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows remaining under bridges and in creek mouths. Big Lake Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good in creeks skirting structure with worms, jigs, and spinners. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend, largemouth bass are very active and caught in large numbers with crankbaits, spinners, and jigs. Belton, white bass are good. Fayette, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms or creatures, spinners, and crankbaits among vegetation, moving shallower into spawning activity. Sunfish are good on worms and crickets around bank ledges and structure. Palestine, largemouth bass are good in shallow water, working soft plastics and flipping jigs. White bass are good on swim baits in the creeks. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, plastic worms, and bladed jigs working the flats, submerged vegetation, and creeks. White bass and hybrids are good on jigs. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are fair fishing creeks with rooster tails and jigs. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs. Catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stinkbait. Largemouth bass are good with plastic worms, crankbaits, large spinners and jigs near the creeks, and moving shallower to creeks and coves. Stillhouse, white bass are good on small crankbaits and jigs. Tewakinee, catfish are good on live bait and cut bait in 25 to 45 feet of water. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on swim baits in the creeks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around structure, including docks and marinas. Texoma, striped bass are good using slabs, shad imitations, and live shad. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs by boathouses, marinas, creeks, and inlets. Whitney, black bass are good on crankbaits and plastic creatures while fishing in spawning areas. White bass are good in creeks with jigs. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs in shallow water. Tyler, crappie are good on jigs and minnows near submerged structure or brush and creeks.
All right, heading out South Texas, down Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir, largemouth bass remain great in the Devil's River arm of the lake. Best success has been on topwater spinnerbaits and crankbaits. Choke Canyon, largemouth bass are best in the mornings but remain active all through the day around natural structure and vegetation with jigs, worms, and topwater baits. Falcon, black bass are good all day in coves, timber, and vegetation. Quick crankbaits, spinners, and worms in vegetation have been very good. Allen Henry, of course, produced two of our share lunkers this year, and that continues to be great in water, 8 to 16 feet of water. Coleman, largemouth bass are good on topwaters, jigs, and spinners, and bottom bumping on shelves in creeks and coves.
Okay.
Central Texas?
Let's go to the Hill Country.
Hey.
Okay, Lake Austin, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits and spinners in shallow areas. Sunfish are good on cut worms and corn in the shallower structure of docks. Big Lake Buchanan, largemouth bass are good with jigs, plastics, spinners, and crankbaits working creeks. White bass are good on minnows in the creeks. Canyon, white bass are good in shallow areas near creeks and inlets. LBJ, black bass are excellent in spawn activity in creeks and spawning coves on jigs, plastic creatures, spinners, and shallow diving crankbaits. Crappie are good on jigs around brush, marinas, and docks. White bass are good fishing the river. Travis, largemouth bass are good when fishing creeks and coves for spawning fish, working plastic creatures. White bass are good in shallow water with spawning activity in creeks, working rooster tails and small crankbaits. Waco, largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic creatures, and chatterbaits in the coves and creeks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in creeks and inlets. Channel and bluecats are excellent on cut shad or live bait. Let me throw this out. If you were some of that unfortunate group that, you know, that are off work now, out of work now, trying to figure out what to do now, think about when you said, I wish I could take a few days off and go fishing.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, when you read about Waco,
yeah,
that brought back memories when I was supposed to be in school at Baylor. Because there were a number of classes that I missed because back in those coves and creeks,
yeah,
those bass are biting then and they're biting now.
Right.
So.
Right.
Hunting season, we mentioned to you that the South Zone spring turkey season is underway. We've got that's going to run through – where'd my dates go, Harold?
I don't know. South
through
Zone?
May 3rd, yeah. March 21 through May 3rd.
There you go.
And then through the 31st of August, of course, South Zone javelina season, as well as the other open spring squirrel seasons. Let me go back to give you a little coastal update that I failed to mention.
Right.
We talked earlier in the year about how many of the guides on the middle and upper coast will make a southern migration because it's warmer water.
Mm-hmm.
Water temperatures have warmed up, and now there's a northern migration back to their home territory.
Right.
Captain Tommy Koontz, he's back at Matagorda, and Captain Nathan Bebout is back in Sea Drift, and fishing has been really, really good.
Yeah. I had one of my relatives in the Hill Country wants to talk about on the show. We love the show, but, you know, about the covering the Gulf so much. Of course, the Gulf is so big, but saltwater fishing is unbelievable. I'm going to figure once that fishing tackle, more saltwater tackle is sold in San Antonio than freshwater.
What a lot of people don't realize.
How easy it is to get there.
Well, not only how easy it is, but if you do most of your fishing on inland lakes, that same casting rod is going to work well on the coast.
Right.
You know, go wet a line.
Mm-hmm.
Freshwater anglers understand around structure, probably are more technically oriented than coastal anglers that start out just on the coast.
Just flinging.
Yeah, they do. They understand how fish are going to relate, and they do quite well. And many of the freshwater baits work just as well. And I'm thinking on the coast. I'm thinking about rattle traps.
Right.
Stanley's Ribbit. I mean, redfish go crazy. You heard Mark Nichols say that he designed his snail like an eel, and redfish eat it like candy. So, I mean, you know, there's some opportunity.
One of my favorite stories of the times I've been blessed to go up to Alaska with Charles Allen fishing for salmon in the Run.
Right.
Topwater poppers.
Uh-huh.
They go nuts. And the first time I flung one of those, there was another hardcore, you know, salmon fisherman going,
right,
what's that?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
You know, but that was before I learned that when they strike those lures, and the spinners are really the big popular thing, the MEPs and stuff like that,
sure,
right? It's an irritant to them. They're not eating
Yeah, it's a reaction strike.
It's a reaction strike, right?
Right.
So to have a topwater and crank it, yeah. and that dorsal fin comes up on that salmon, you know, you hear the sound, doom, 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 as they're chasing the bait
sure.
and nail it. That's great.
Yeah.
It's just great.
As we go to break, yeah. Let us offer this to you.
And before we do that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Thank That's you. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I was getting ahead of myself.
Well, go ahead and do the
before
thing.
We do yeah. on or off road, right. but let me finish this thought.
Yeah.
Thursday of this week was March 19th. That was the first day of spring.
Uh-huh.
And it runs through Saturday, June 20th, where we go from spring then to summer
oh, okay.
on the 21st.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Coronavirus, out of work, don't let it get you down. I mean, you know, it's easy to dwell in your misery, but don't let it define you.
And remember, heat kills it.
Oh, and we've got, we're warming up and we've got plenty of time to get out and enjoy. And there's places close to you. In fact, you may want to look at some deals on vehicles.
Absolutely, because, I mean, sadly, with the manufacturer shutting down, but they're going to be in a selling frenzy as things crank up, and there are going to be some really great deals on new vehicles.
Sure.
And look out there at some of the new stuff. I haven't done a story on it yet, but did some test driving in the new 2021 Nissan Titan.
Right.
They've done an amazing job on that vehicle, but they've also added a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Oh, wow.
Bumper to bumper. And on a truck, that's a good lick.
Absolutely. That lasts me about 2.25
you,
years.
Okay. Yeah, the way you drive.
On or off road, what you got?
Oh, it's on. This is a ticket magnet, but it's just so much fun. Got to bring it up, especially when you get a chance to drive one. At least you get the test drive. 2020 Dodge Challenger SRT Red Eye Wide Body Hellcat. Oh my goodness! Does it has the old ads where it have a Hemi? Yes, it does. It's got a 6.2 liter Hemi V8 supercharged, made it to an 8-speed automatic transmission, 797 horsepower.
Ooh.
It'll spank you. You better pay attention.
Have they let you drive?
Yeah.
With your reputation?
I mean, you need to check this thing out, but I mean, sometimes boys just want to have fun. And this thing, loaded to the gills, besides being great looking, just a fabulous vehicle, but stuff because of what it is, because of this performance. Competition suspension, adaptive damping suspension, line lock, launch control. Dual scoop hood that needs it, cold air intake, after run chiller, active exhaust, their SRT drive mode, so you can go eco or normal or race, performance shift indicator, electronic roll mitigation, electronic stability control, Brembo brakes all round, all speed traction control, advanced airbags, push button start. Oh, the exhaust. Oh my goodness! Inside, yeah, of course you got the radio and your Uconnects and your Wi-Fi hotspot and so on. Plush, beautiful interior on this thing. The optional equipment on this, of course, is they've widened it and then added a 220 mile per hour primary speedometer. It'll do it. Red eye badging. Their SRT power chiller. The wide body fender flares. All the cool logos. Napa interior. Just amazing Laguna leather package on this thing, leather wrap shift knob, 20 inch by 11 inch wide brass monkey wide body wheels. And of course, there's a gas guzzler tax.
Right.
13 miles per gallon in the city, surprisingly 22 on the highway, a little bit. That's that 8-speed automatic transmission, because the price of gas now will help you afford this. The base price is $59. You can have a lot of fun at $59, but this one loaded to the gills. It's up there, friends. Merely $87,805, not counting TT&L.
Not bad.
Not bad at all, but boy, and it'll go up in value, you know, if you can get your hands on one of them, but It's too cool. 2020 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye Wide Body again. 797 horsepower.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue with this craziness as we give you outdoor ideas to deal with the coronavirus.
Yeehaw!
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions.
You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News Radio. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed.
Oh, yeah.
A partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, you know, now's the time. Got time on your hands?
Mm-hmm.
Go to your hunting lease. Go to your property. You know, get you some fortified cottonseed and put it out for the deer. Keep it out year-round.
Well, see, I'm still fascinated by the fact that the pigs don't eat it and the raccoons don't
eat
it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and it just does such good things.
And you don't do it in a feeder
on free
either.
Choice, no.
So, yeah, you don't have equipment that coons can tear up.
Get you some of that 6x6 mesh, you know, mm-hmm. Make it in a circle and stick it on a T-post and fill it up.
Fill it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's just real simple. I mean, and it does a world of good. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed Blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. We continue our conversation providing some suggestions as to where to go and what to do. Our guest was originally going to be Craig Bonds, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Inland Fisheries Director.
Uh-huh.
But due to meetings and trying to keep everything going and on top, Craig was not able to visit with us.
That's understandable.
But we've already mentioned state parks. Let me tell you, on the coast, uh-huh. Go with a guide. There is such diversity from southwest Louisiana, south of Lake Charles,
uh-huh.
Around Calcasieu, there's that Creo Nature Trail. Around Sabine, our own marsh areas.
Well, now to the birding trails.
The birding trails are coming in, you know, all around the Galveston Bay complex, going down West Galveston toward Freeport, in and around Matagorda to Palacios,
uh-huh.
Port O'Connor.
Well, your favorites are the whooping cranes, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Whooping Crane Festival was earlier in the year.
And the birds are there, though. Yeah.
But then you've got that Rockport, Aransas Pass, Port Aransas, Corpus Christi, all around Corpus Christi Bay.
Uh-huh.
There's places where you go, but I don't have a boat. Well, okay, there's places that you can park along the side of the road and walk in and do a little wade fishing. Just shuffle your feet, you know.
Uh-huh.
And great opportunity to see something different. Heading on down the coast, you get past the big ranches. You know, you can go to Rivera, where you got Alazan and Grullo, part of the Baffin Bay complex. Mm-hmm. Or all the way down to Port Mansfield. Boy, you talk about an end-of-the-road, quiet, remote place,
right,
but some great fishing. And then you've got, of course, Port Isabel and South Padre Island. And let me tell you what, folks, with them closing the borders,
mm-hmm,
there's a lot of deals out there.
Right.
Call for your favorite condo, your favorite place to go hang out.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen, we ran long earlier in the program, so we need to squeeze another break in. But y'all stick around, and when we come back, we're going to continue giving you more ideas on things you can do, not just fishing, but some hunting and shooting,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We're back, and let me tell you, that spot reminds me. Mm-hmm. When you're driving around, if you've ever thought about owning that piece of country heaven.
There you go.
Hey, now's the time, because you know what? Hey, I guarantee you there's a lot of fellow brokers out there that are sitting around going, gee, I wish the phone would ring, or
right.
You can't make it, mm-hmm, you're staying at home.
Yeah.
There's opportunities,
sure,
and of course, then Capital Farm Credit, they're available to help you,
absolutely,
and they do a phenomenal job.
They sure do, and they'll refer you to all kind of people to help you out, too.
And when you go to your property,
mm-hmm,
maybe you go, you know what, that project that I've been putting off,
yeah,
you know,
right,
what that's like.
It's like one of my water tanks, yeah, that thing. Yeah.
Right. You know, get with them, and maybe they could provide some funds to go ahead and do some rangeland enhancement, you know?
Well, and everybody, you've got a list of things that, again, is make lemonade, friends, okay? Because you've got a list of things that you've been, I wish I could get around to it, get around to it. Keep your brain busy, keep your body busy, keep your family busy, do stuff together. I'm arranging my sock drawer. Heaven only knows what I'm going to do next,
Yeah. I want to talk to all the deer hunters,
okay,
whitetail deer hunters.
Right.
Those of you all that have been crying in your beer ever since the season closed back in, mm-hmm, January and going,
right,
well, nothing's going on until, the fall.
Not true.
No, it's not. And let me tell you, we need to be, as hunters, engaged, and what a great time to introduce yourself to some other form of hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And the two that come to mind, because they eat real good,
yeah,
are
pigs,
yeah, and free-range exotics,
right,
and
right,
particularly axis,
oh,
deer.
The best.
I mean, that is the phenomenal. Best. And again, just like our fishing guides, whether it's on a lake or on the coast, mm-hmm, guides and outfitters that provide those types of hunting opportunities,
mm-hmm,
get out. What else we've got? We've got National Forest.
Right.
And you can go out and do the shooting. You were telling me something, and I want you to do a story on this for me.
What's that?
About when we were kids,
mm-hmm,
and you'd take a .22 or your,
yeah,
air rifle and all, and you'd shoot that pine cone or you'd shoot that stick.
Right.
I mean, these are just targets.
Correct.
I mean,
targets of opportunity.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You stalk those things.
Yes,
yes.
And that also has most of it. I was joking with somebody because I did this at the ranch a while back. I got my first .22, very first one, cleaned it up and got out there. And it brought back so many wonderful, wonderful memories.
Sure.
But also, I'm shooting stuff standing on my hind legs like a man. And I always say, if you can take a rest, take it. Any chance, take a rest. But you're going to have opportunities. We've all had it, like going to the deer stand, up jumps the deer.
Sure.
Or somewhere where you're standing there and you need to take the shot. You need to practice that kind of shooting.
It's instinctive shooting.
Yeah.
And if you don't practice it, you're not going to be instinctive.
Correct.
You're going to be fumbling around looking, trying to find that sight picture.
Correct.
You know?
Absolutely. And it's amazing, or it seems like lately, a lot of the major writers are rediscovering the .22.
Imagine that. and then there's nighttime activities.
Well,
if you get out and let's say you're at a state park, show your kids how to build a fire.
Yes.
Okay? If you're not that proficient at it, mm-hmm, there's all sorts of ways to cheat, and shortcuts.
Yeah, right.
But build a fire. take you some hot dogs, some marshmallows and chocolate and graham cracker.
And it tastes great.
Make some s'mores.
Right.
There is so much to do. The outdoor world is so full of opportunities. It's absolutely amazing, and that's the neat thing about those of us that do it, is we're only limited by our own imagination.
Absolutely. Well, I had some people tell me, with the shortage of this and shortage of that, what are you going to eat? I said, well, how about all those pints of Axis chili I have in my freezer?
Hey.
Because I'm a hunter.
Yeah.
Therefore, I have stuff to eat.
Sure. Sure. Do it as a family.
Sure.
Do it
or
with
make
friends.
Some now, even. I mean, yeah. There's still stuff in the stores. I mean, it's like everything's not gone. You know, go out and just get some ground beef and some, three-alarm chili and make a family affair out of making a big pot of chili.
Let me give you a suggestion on how to save some money on ground meat.
Ah.
Watch specials for roast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
Prices many times will come down. Then take it to the counter and ask them to grind it.
Oh.
Okay? And grind it. Ground meat, kind of fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it ground more coarse, yeah. And then blend it with the finer. Then you've got different texture,
Correct.
Doing some things. I mean, again, folks, we love what we do. That's the reason why for, 28 years I've been publishing a magazine, 27 years we've been a broadcast team.
Right.
And when you get around people that do it, you and I are always bouncing stuff off of each other.
Absolutely.
And we're learning from each other. Right. We're talking to other team members. And that is part of the fun, and you're going to pass on a great heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, do not let this virus, because this is going to pass.
Sure.
Don't let it define this part, however long it lasts, this part of your life.
Well, just keep it clean. I mean, it's a situation where one of my favorite waitresses was going, I'm just so scared. I'm just so scared. I said, honey, you get it. It's like a bad cold. Okay.
Yeah, right.
I get it. Like bad flu, but I have a good immune system. I am healthy.
Yeah.
I'm up there in years, but we'll get through this.
I mean, you've seen a lot of the plagues and stuff.
I remember the Black Plague very well.
All right. Hey, we need to take another break, so y'all stick around as we've still got more Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
The Jeep Celebration event is here, and we're inviting you to get great deals on the SUVs built to stand the test of time, which means more time to discover all that awaits in the luxurious Jeep Grand Cherokee with available premium leather trim seats and real wood accents, as well as Harman Kardon audio. More time to go beyond the ordinary to places that can only be reached with the help of Jeep Cherokee's legendary capability. More time to drive off into the sunset and into the next sunrise with Jeep Compass's innovative technology and connectivity, like the available 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen. And of course, more time taking in some rays while taking advantage of the open-air freedom of Jeep Renegade with available MySky open-air sunroof. Time is the ultimate test, and your time to enjoy great deals at the Jeep Celebration event is running out. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, you've kind of got a public service announcement coming up, don't you?
Yeah, actually, because obviously a lot of these events have been canceled. Sadly, they will come back. But a lot of these conservation fundraisers, which are happening every month, especially this time of year, spring, is a big deal. Schedules, they're changing on a daily basis. Some conservation groups are postponing, you know, all across the country as well as here in Texas. That big DU thing up at Texas Motor Speedway was canceled.
Elk Foundation has announced that all of their events across the country have been postponed.
Right, but we can get back to it, you know.
Right.
Until then, you know, check the websites for these people for updates on what's going on, okay? Ducks.org, RMEF.org for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, the Turkey Federation, NWTF.org, Safari Club, SCI.org. Big Game, who's that?
Dallas Safari Club.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Boo. BigGame.org. And this is pretty obvious. MuleDeer.org.
Right.
But check those sites out. See what's going on. Be updated on the events. And then when they start them up again, get over there and support them, okay? And drive to every one of those events you can in your brand spanking new Ford truck.
There you go. Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. Again, we can't encourage you enough to get out and make the best of the situation we're dealing with. It's an unfortunate situation for some, an inconvenience for others. And on the restaurants, if you happen to be in a city where there is no dine in or only drive through or to go, make it an adventure. Get it to go, and rather than taking it back to the house, go to a park. You know, a picnic, you know? I mean, turn it into something that is fun as opposed to being shut in.
Correct.
So, and let me tell you what, we said it earlier in the program, you're only limited by your own imagination.
Use it.
Yeah. Go listen to some of our past shows.
Yeah.
Read Texas Outdoors Journal. We're always giving you, and we're going to tell you where to go, what to expect once you get there, how to do a little bit better.
Absolutely. That's right. So remember that website, TexasOutdoorNews.com, TexasOutdoorsJournal.com, and check the things out because there's a wealth of information. All of our shows are archived there. Plus, you can get us on Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeart, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. And if you go to those websites, like us if you can. That helps build the audience, okay, so we can spread the word that much more around this great state. Remember, on the water or out in the field, you catch them doing it wrong, you must turn them in. Operation Game Thief, 800-792-GAME. Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So be safe out there, whatever your endeavor, so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly.